want to take a moment to express my sincere appreciation for the patience of the media and the many outlets. And I recognize that many of you have come from far and from the GTA, and I want to simply say thank you on behalf of all Guelph Police Service members, recognizing that the significant challenge and the pressures of media now and the expedience of that. And I want to thank you for allowing the members of the Guelph Police Service to mourn, to also ensure that we can sustain our operational policing. It's with my heartfelt thanks that I express that on behalf of all members. As you know, today is a very difficult day for the Guelph Police Service, and in fact, we're experiencing and mourning the loss of our third officer in the line of duty, the first being in 1922, Constable William Holloway, the second being in 1964, Constable Eric McCauley, and today we mourn the tragic loss of Constable Jennifer Kovac, a four-year member of the Guelph Police Service, a 26-year-old young, vibrant, and dynamic woman who was a lifetime Guelphite and very proud to be a police officer and very proud to serve her community. In fact, had other offers of employment to police elsewhere in Ontario and chose to remain in her hometown to make a difference. And we're so very proud of Jennifer. As you're aware, is that shortly after 12:30 this morning, Constable Kovac was responding to a call for service and assisting another officer with a frontline call. She was northbound on Imperial Road South, and regrettably, we believe, lost control of her cruiser and crossed the center line and struck a transit bus. Constable Kovac suffered significant injuries at the scene, and I'd like to publicly acknowledge Chief Armstrong and Chief Stephen Dewar from Guelph Fire Department and Guelph Wellington Emergency Medical Services for the incredible care, the incredible compassion shown at the scene to assist Constable Kovac while officers from the Guelph Police Service responded. Jennifer was transported to the Guelph General Hospital where she was pronounced deceased after significant emergency medical care, and I'd like to express my sincere thanks to Guelph General Hospital President Richard Ernst for the incredible care of the emergency room and the incredible care that was provided to Jennifer. As Inspector McGarr alluded, that this is an incredibly sad and tragic day, and it's certainly a call as Chief of Police, a phone call to my personal residence that one is not ever looking forward to. And I also want to recognize the incredible work of our front line, because one of the challenges with policing is that the demand for service and the demand for other responsibilities continues, and I'm very proud as the chief of the work that did occur. And again, as we did continue to investigate the serious collision, members of our traffic unit continue to do so in partnership with our forensic identification unit. I would like to recognize President Math Jotham from the Guelph Police Association and Chair of the Board, Sergeant Gord Mitchell from the Guelph Police Association, that have been a big supporter throughout the evening and into the day as we cope with the loss of Jennifer, and want to reassure the community that our services as a police service will continue. I also want to acknowledge the incredible outpouring of support from our community, from business partners, from our colleagues in many different social services, and also want to recognize our police services across Ontario and across Canada for their kind comments, but also their offer of support to assist during this difficult time. As we move forward at this point, the investigation remains ongoing, and I'll certainly respond to any questions you may have, but simply want to acknowledge the incredible dedication of Jennifer. She was a young woman who had a gregarious smile. She had a bouncing ponytail, which as often as the chief I used to ask her about from a perspective of safety in the community, but she always had this great smile, this incredible zest for life, a strong adventure. I guess she would probably self-declare herself as a born daredevil. She enjoyed riding motorcycles and a tremendous passion for dogs and loved her pups. And I cannot say enough about what an incredible human being she was as a graduate of our local school system and a product of our local school system and a local college. And we're so very proud of Jennifer, and our thoughts are with her family. This is obviously a very difficult time, and again, want to emphasize a special thanks to the media. It took us some time to complete all the next of kin notifications and hence some delay into the morning to releasing the information, but that was out of respect for Jennifer's family, and something that I'm very proud of our officers for ensuring that that was done with great due diligence and great due care. So again, I want to thank you on behalf of the Guelph Police Service. I want to publicly acknowledge Mayor Farbridge and the Chair of the Board, Judy Sobera, for their incredible support. And I'd also like to acknowledge Ann Papert, the CAO of the city, who's been providing support behind the service and ensuring that we continue our operations as a police service.